Google boss wraps UK education, online defamation cases double, and retweet makes dictionary debut. It's Monday, the 29th of August. Google chairman Eric Schmidt has said the education in Britain is holding back the country's chances of success in the digital media economy. He made his comments at the McTaggart lecture at the Edinburgh International Television Festival. Dr. Schmidt said the UK needed to reignite children's passions for science, engineering and maths. He also announced a partnership with the UK's National Film and Television School to help train young online filmmakers. Dr. Schmidt told the audience of broadcasters and producers that Britain had invented many items but were no longer the world's leading exponents in these fields. He said, if I may be so impolite, your track record isn't great. And the number of court cases brought by people who say they have been defamed online has more than doubled in a year. Internet-related libel cases in England and Wales rose from 7 to 16 in the year ending 31st of May. The increase has been linked to a rise in the use of social media sites such as Facebook and Twitter. The total number of defamation cases brought to court rose from 83 to 86. Meanwhile, the Libel Reform Campaign Group said smaller website operators needed more legal backing to protect themselves against actions brought by what it described as corporate bullies. And technology-inspired words are among the 400 added to the newest concise Oxford English Dictionary. They include retweet, to pass on a message on Twitter, and text speak, a language that typically young people use to talk like this. Other words such as cyberbullying and sexting also make their debut. These additions are just carrying on the tradition of a dictionary that has always sought to be progressive, said the OED editor Angus Stevenson. He said that social networking sites have created early a real language of the net. He says that we've noticed that new words come into currency much more quickly as a result of the internet, as people see friends or friends of friends using new words and they copy them. Launched in 1911, the Concise Oxford English Dictionary was intended to be an evolving modern catalogue of words. I'll be back again tomorrow morning with more entertainment news, and don't forget you can follow me on Twitter, it's @AndyMalarkey. But for now, I've been Andy Malarkey. Goodbye.